Space, the final frontier. Space Station Ashlyn sits on the edge of Federation space with its companion ship, the USS Delamis Christian. The space around them is full of mystery and strange wonders, where secrets are kept and danger lurks around every corner. The crew of the Delamis Christian must navigate treacherous waters as they work to protect the Federation. But as they peer into the unknown, they will discover that the line between friend and foe is not always clear. They will be tested like never before, and will face challenges that will push them to their limits. Join us on this adventure as we explore the farthest reaches of space and uncover the hidden truths that lie within the shadows. Tabletop Journeys presents Star Trek: Preservations. So now that you have cleared Epsilon Protocol and regained proper control of your ship to where the order was to return back to orbit around Zunian 3 and back from whence you came, correct? We talked earlier about how there are messages being held by Epsilon Protocol, that incoming messages that were being held by Epsilon Protocol. Is anybody paying any sort of special attention to anything in that stack or just letting it do its
thing? Do a quick scan of it, but yeah.
Jar frequently talks to a member of the Michael Collins. They play four-dimensional chess over email. And there is a message from the crewmate of the Michael Collins, basically replying back to a message that Najar had sent him. The email that Najar had sent him has a bunch of, looks like timestamps, without any further information. 1713, 1717, 1719, and then 1731, 1737, and for 3 or 4 hours. And basically Najar's question is, hey, I'm looking at some log data. These timestamps, any kind of pattern within these timestamps that stands out to you or anything that might be unusual? When the crew member replies, he observes is that the minutes in those timestamps are all prime numbers, and that would imply, you know, that they weren't sent at random times, that they were sent with some intentionality. But there's no other information that would suggest what it is that Najar is talking. Could you basically proceed at cruising speed back to Zunian 3, Tobor?
Yep.
As soon as you are within communications range of the Temerary, you are being hailed by the captain.
Put him through.
Where are you when you allow him to be put through?
On the bridge, unless he says it's confidential or something.
All right. So he appears on the bridge. So, Captain Tobor, really nice to see you again. Glad to know that you have come back to our particular neck of the woods here, though. But I think that you and I, we have some sorting out to do of some things that maybe have transgressed here. I think that you owe me a little bit of an explanation, and I would like to have a conversation with you. If it's not too much of a bother, if it's okay, I would really like to have that conversation with you on the sooner rather than the later, eh?
Of course, Captain, but let me first contact the Governor and straighten this all out.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, because I know certainly the security chief that we've been talking to there, Mr. Tovan, he's got to be up his bum about this one, I'm telling you. Because I didn't have a whole lot of answers to give him. Some sort of like a weird thing about some sort of biologic thing that you found, but you didn't. You're going to want to talk to him about this and see if you can go ahead and set that straight. This is going to be a big one. I hope you've got your big boy diplomatic britches on, because boy, he's going to try to kick you a new one.
I appreciate the heads up, Captain.
Yeah, because I got kicked a new one, and I'm really like when I get kicked a new, I'm very much a big fan of the trickle down. Did you ever hear of the great philosopher Ronald Reagan? He talked all about the trickle down and how like what all these things, they roll downhill. What happens at the top eventually makes it down to the bottom. And I'm telling you, boy, yeah, I'm about as hot as I've been for quite some time.
I appreciate the difficult position that I put you in. But I was operating under strategic orders that I'm not at liberty to discuss right at the moment, but I will let you know at what, as much as I can, as soon as I can.
Sure.
Let me talk with their security chief so we don't cause another interstellar incident.
Yeah, sure. No, I totally appreciate that. I do feel like it is a matter of respect from captain of ship to let you know that I did have to report this incident to my flag officer. And so I would imagine that they will be contacting yours and that there may be some ramifications down the road for that too. I don't know. I'm not sure who it is exactly that you work for. But boy, I bet you that I know my flag officer was very interested to hear that people were just like randomly beamed off of my ship without my permission by another Federation craft. That there were some rules being cited that may have been broken by that. Just letting you know.
We are out here on the edge of space in a situation which is clearly designed to draw Federation ships out here for unknown and possibly nefarious reasons. I understand your concern and the concern of your admiral. My admiral will be in touch with your admiral and we will get this all straightened out and I will join you for a lovely Andorian ale, and we can all...
I really hope that's really what this comes out to be, because boy, oh boy, I'm telling you, my mind was just swimming with the possibilities about what just happened there. None of them were good, Tobor. None of them were good.
I understand. I appreciate your patience. I will get back to you as soon as I get off the... Oh, here he's calling. Gotta go.
Okay. And he'll keep on talking until you hang up, basically. Until you just get
fair enough. All right, Stavin, get me security chief.
Tovan was his name.
T-O-V-A-N.
Tovan. Sure. He's down on the surface. And again, looks like the other Azunians that you have on board, but he is wearing a very kind of militaristic uniform, and their uniform not only has like the like armor plating and that sort of thing, but it has a very complicated like headpiece that kind of rises up behind his head, and you can see what look like adornments or jewels on that headpiece that rises behind him, suggesting that he is well decorated. And when
from what we know, is this like full dress uniform, or is this like their standard day-to-day wear?
I know you have Starfleet protocol. Do you have anything that would help you determine that about an alien species that you don't know much about?
I have a xenoanthropology, but also from the two momentum spend of doing the research on the Zoomians.
Sure. Yep. This is their everyday wear. He's not wearing full dress. Yep.
Yeah.
So, Captain, I must inform you that I am exceptionally displeased by this turn of events. What are you somehow implying that we have done something?
I am attempting to ascertain the truth and why you sent someone aboard a Federation starship infested with a parasitic life form.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about. Certainly we would not have
endangered... I hope you are telling me the truth, sir.
I certainly would not have endangered our Federation friends. We were asking for support. What possible motivation would I have here?
I do not know, but I was extraordinarily shocked to come face to face with this situation. This communication channel is not secure. I would request you and a doctor of sufficient skill to come aboard my vessel, and I will be more than happy to show the patient, individual, the situation, and have your medical personnel confirm what my doctor has confirmed.
He leans back in his chair and he sort of pads his seven-fingered hands together and very sternly looks at the camera and says, Captain, you have kidnapped two of my people. You are in no position to make any such demands that we leave our planet and return to your ship. You and your entourage are certainly welcome to come to us. But we will in no such way deliver anybody else into the hands of people who act so recklessly and so indiscriminately. If you had security concerns, you should have brought them to us. You had no authority to take this into your hands and do what you did. And now...
I was aboard a Federation starship.
We are not a Federation
planet. Right. No, you're right.
You are why.
And we are here at your request to assist you in repairing your infrastructure.
That does not give
you wish
to kidnap us.
Which is why I am back here after the situation was ascertained and I was able to receive further instructions from Starfleet. What we have here, and if you wish me to go straight to the governor, I'm more than happy to, but a member of your team, right now I still do not know if you deliberately or maliciously sent this individual on board our Federation starship in order to infiltrate and sabotage it, but I am willing to take you at your word and say that you were unaware of this situation. So I apologize that my internal security precautions and requirements did not allow for us to communicate the situation until we were able to ascertain and understand what was going on. The individual in question has not been harmed. You are free to speak to him. And I would very much appreciate it if you were able to bring one of your medical people to confirm that there is a foreign alien body inside Mr. Relic that he has no knowledge of its existence being inside him. A species which the Federation have been in conflict with in the past.
I will once again state our terms for resolution on this matter. You and your people and our people are welcome to come to the surface so that these evaluations can take place. But we will, in no universe, be sending any further Zunians to your ship. You are welcome to join our compatriots or not. But in either case, they should be returned. And then perhaps we will forget this misunderstanding.
Mr. Sovlin, get me the governor.
Are you... Boop. Are you hanging up on...
Yeah. All
right. Cool. That's gonna take some time, sir. I'll let you know when I've got him.
Perfect. Any suggestions, Commander?
Holding fast to the idea that we can't release something that is potentially contagious is the only thing I would be able to suggest.
Above the practical effect that I don't even know if we can transport him off the ship. The ship will let us.
You transported him on the ship.
No, I was unaware of at the time. Now, Josh, I'm assuming and I'm confirming that they don't have a navy or anything.
Certainly not. Yeah, certainly not one that would be anywhere near able to
threat to the ship.
Threat to the ship, exactly. Even if they a full navy from this planet that's three generations older than the Delanus Christian probably isn't even a threat to the Delanus Christian in force.
I just want to make sure that there isn't an armada of ships waiting to enforce this security chiefs.
I don't have that much threat. It's
like that ship that was shooting lasers at the Enterprise.
Yeah.
We're all like, really?
Dave, we cannot give him any more than one threat.
Now, reversals are two per, so I need a bunch. I need five more.
No, reversal. Steam reversal is just a flat five.
It's a flat five? So I was looking that up in the book. It says reversals are 2 threat per player.
Maybe they updated it in the GM's guide.
So that's where I was looking. It was in the GM's guide. Yeah, yeah. I think they updated from a flat 5 to 2 per. Yeah.
Perfect. Love it.
A flat five was too easy, but I'd prefer a flat 5. The communications officer says, I have the governor's office on display, audio only. Yes, this is Yeoman Vera of the governor's office. I'm wishing to speak with the captain.
This is he?
Yes, Captain. It seems that there's some sort of a misunderstanding evolving here, and the governor wishes, who's very, very busy, and sends their apologies for not being able to speak with you directly, but wants to know if perhaps we could get on with the work that is necessary on the radiation arrays, while he, in his words, tries to soothe some ruffled feathers.
Of course, and Captain Gregoire and I are still ready. In fact, we're in the middle of working with your two engineers when this evolving security threat presented itself, and we're happy to pick back up where we are and start deploying our assistance as needed.
Fabulous. Perhaps then, if we sent a shuttle to you, we could merely get our citizens returned. That show of good faith would go a long way to again, soothing those ruffled feathers.
I am happy to release Mr. Mm-hmm. But the infected Mr. Rillick, the infected individual needs to remain on board until we can ascertain or remove the parasitic life form from him.
Oh.
He claims only a Zoomian doctor would be able to do so safely. My chief medical officer is not familiar with Zoomian physiology, and I would not wish any harm to come to Mr. Rillick beyond the unsettled feelings of this very stressful situation.
Oh dear. Perhaps then you could, along with Mr. Zixar, perhaps you could send your doctor down with him and discuss the information with one of our doctors. This incident has caused a level of mistrust that is unfortunate but apparent. And perhaps
indeed it is.
Perhaps under the medical treaties, your doctor would be willing to come down, discuss the information. Feel free to bring any scans or any information that he has, and work out a plan of care for our citizen.
Absolutely, that sounds like a wonderful idea.
Fabulous. We will send a shuttle up, and we will be our guests. In the meantime, we are pleased, so pleased that you would be willing to continue your work on the array. And if there is anything that we can do to assist further on that front, we would be in your debt for when that is completed.
The only thing I need is information about this parasitic life form, why it was in your engineer aboard our Federation starship, and if more of them are in your population.
Gosh, I'm sure that your doctor can go ahead and share information that would allow us to ascertain such information to your liking, Captain. I'm sure.
Of course. Thank you, Yeoman. Please pass on my apologies to the governor. It was never my intent to cause an incident, but when a hostile alien life form is found aboard a Federation starship, we must take all necessary and due precautions.
Sure. Certainly. Yeah, I certainly. Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Tobor out.
Yep. Within a few minutes, long-range sensors show that a shuttle roughly the size of one of the runabouts is moving towards the Delamis Christian at a very reasonable pace. There are armaments on board, but again, they are many generations. You don't even know that they would penetrate the shields of the Delamis Christian. Even if they did fire at you, certainly would not be any sort of a threat.
Mr. Tanari, can you scan the vessel to see if they're... I'm sure their security personnel are carrying sidearms, but I want to see if they're loaded out for heavy combat. And then, Dr. New, would you please meet me in my ready room?
Certainly, Captain. So I'll see. So, go ahead.
Yep. I'll attempt to scan the ship, see what information I can get on it.
Sure. Give me a... This would be like a one difficulty roll.
Give me all that. Right. I will go ahead and spend a threat to get a third dice.
I like it.
Whew.
Getting closer.
A scan would probably be what? Reason science?
Sure. Actually, isn't sensors, or is that, am I thinking ship?
That's the ship's ability.
Never mind. Yep.
All right. Two successes and a 20.
And a 20. Rock on.
But you spent the threat so you can re-roll it.
That's for engineering.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yep.
And he's going to bank it for later.
You got a momentum. That's
awesome.
Yep. Actually, I'm not going to bank it, actually. It's mine. I will use it. So you let the shuttle into one of the shuttle bays?
Not yet. Not until after it scans it.
Yeah. No, it scans it. What you notice is that on board, there are probably four or five people on the ship. Four of them have rudimentary sidearms. So there seems to be a pilot and a small security contingent. And by sidearms, like... They don't have phasers. They have spears and hammers.
Right.
And the complication is that 1 4-ton torpedo they've got?
Right, exactly, yeah. You know, that it's a bomb! No, I just want the record to show that I have spent my threat. I will tell you what the complication is as soon as somebody would learn. So.
Very good. In the time, what I want is while they're flying up here, I want to brief the doctor,
yep.
Get his buy-in on going down with all the information.
Yeah.
Then talk to Zizek, whatever, and tell him what's going on. We're sending him home.
Yep.
And hopefully we can make an arrangement to get this parasite out of your buddy.
Yep.
And we can take it home in a jar, and where we can go into prison where it deserves to be. Yep. And your friend can go back to his life free of control of this alien.
I really don't know what you're talking about, but... He's not under control of any alien, sir, but I guess you're going to do what you feel like you need to do, as inconvenient as it is to everybody.
I've shown him the pictures of it attached to his spine, right?
Maybe that's just what our physiology looks like.
Show him his picture, no alien attached to spine. Is he like purposely being dumb on this strategically?
As if, is he hiding something? No, I think what you're picking up on is his distrust of the Federation.
Okay.
He's like, this really isn't a big deal. Like,
but see, yeah. That would be like, I don't know. To me, if someone like said, hey, you've got cancer, I wouldn't be like, no, I don't believe you.
No, but there are certainly people.
Here's a picture of the MRI showing you have cancer. Nah, you could have faked that up with AI. Okay.
I mean, sure, maybe you wouldn't, but maybe you're not this guy. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, if he doesn't trust the apparatus, then how does he know that you haven't doctored up the scans? Any number of things, but basically what you're getting is a sense of distrust. You're not getting a sense of, like, duplicity. You don't think that he's, like, in on it or being malicious. He just doesn't trust you, and he doesn't trust the Federation. He thinks that it's a bad idea that you're here. He thought it was a bad idea that he reached out to you. That's a feeling that you're getting.
Okay, that's
fair
enough. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't, like, I'm, like, showing him pictures of it, and he's like, oh, that's not real. Like, you want us to cut him open and show it to you physically?
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Fair enough. So he walks with the doctor. So did you talk to them both in the same room as basically or separately?
Yeah, just...
All right. And so as he's leaving, he asks the doctor to show him to the shuttle bay. They load onto the shuttle bay. Is anybody there? Never mind. You didn't say it. I'm not going to give you the out.
I'm going to send... I, myself, Ocean, and Milan will be in the shuttle bay with security just to make sure everything goes smoothly and calmly.
Yep, absolutely. And, yep. Are you sending a security detail with the doctor, or are you letting the doctor go down by himself?
Mostly, what does the doctor think the best? And then also I'll consult Ocean.
He wants a security detail.
Okay, done. Yeah. Ocean, would you take the security detail down with the doctor?
Absolutely.
Oh, Ocean, you're going with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I assume they'll have the special tricorders.
Yep.
Ooh. Okay. All right, Ocean, we will get to you in a minute. If we rewind time back to when the mission very began here, when you first arrived, there were a variety of questions that you guys had for what had happened and nature of the arrays. If we're picking that back up, I guess probably the most logical place to start is the arrays damaged. Are there any questions about the scope of the story that they told you about what happened?
Because I remember we were like checking logs and actual damage versus what they said, and it all mostly checked out and mostly lined up before the whole incident happened.
They're reporting that they were attacked by a single vessel and that it was basically appeared out of nowhere and it attacked and did its thing, basically hit key systems that caused some sort of like a cascading failure throughout the array kind of thing.
And key systems that you would have to know what you're doing with some kind of insider knowledge.
Exactly.
In order to knock this all out.
Like they knew that if they hit towers 5, 6, and 7, that the entirety of the shield would go down sort of thing.
Yeah.
It was very much like a Battle of Yavin kind of situation. But they were able to get sensor readouts of the ship approaching and attacking before they even realized what was happening. And that was something that you guys at the time seemed to be interested in. Tanari in particular, that's something that you've been looking for information on, like how to track these subspace weapons and shield modifications. So that information would be particularly useful to you.
And then I'll have Lieutenant Nilan start like on the science repair, like making sure like all of the necessary components and pieces, like all the math is all the data and all the stuff, like,
yep,
check out.
Sure. The you guys having been gone for quite some time. You were gone for a few hours while you were dealing with everything after you warped away. So the Tamarari was able to go ahead and make some pretty significant strides while you were gone, while they were continuing to work. And basically they have got it up to the point that the key equipment has been replicated and put into place. But the problem is that their battery's fully discharged when this happened. So really what they need is power more than anything else. And the problem that the Tamarari is dealing with right now is how to connect their EPS conduit to the older technology. It's like a situation where your USB-based microphone doesn't want to go into your lightning port. There is a two difficulty challenge that you could engage in to go ahead and see if you can figure out how to configure a adapter to go ahead and work with that if you'd like. Certainly that would be something that, again, engineering could certainly assist with also. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's a two difficulty challenge. How would you approach that problem?
I don't think I have a focus that really would help with this.
Okay.
But I would probably approach it with a reason science.
Yeah, I can say reason science. Either that or reason engineering. Study and understand schematics and design something from scratch would be reason engineering.
We could do reason engineering.
Yep. All right. And this is a two difficulty challenge. Yep.
Come up with a rewire and its adapter to effectively bridge that gap.
Yep, exactly. Okay, and then so would you like Tanari? Would you like to assist? Does that?
Sure.
Okay. All right, Narila. Would you want to spend any? You have one momentum, or do you want to buy threat to go ahead and buy some additional dice?
How much threat do we have?
4.
We have 1 momentum. Let's use a momentum. All right, so I had 3 successes, 2 4s and a 14, and a 14 just makes it. It matches.
Nice.
Perfect.
Okay, so you regain your momentum. And then, Tanari, your assistance?
I think my assistance would probably be actually making whatever what she's designing.
The actual fabrication.
So I think maybe control engineering.
I like it.
Maybe something a little different.
I like it a lot.
That's a 10, so that's a success.
Okay. The way you said, I was like, oh, man. So you gain an additional momentum. Do you guys want to spend that momentum for anything additional?
Reputation? Like,
what's that?
Could it give us some sort of reputation or improve relations in this?
You could certainly go ahead and spend a momentum to ease the tensions between you guys.
Look,
and
we're
them.
Friends. We're all on the same team. We're helping.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think we should do that.
Yep.
But if anyone... Yep. Great, feel free
to. That's a great spend.
Yep. Well done. That is nice. Yeah, so the engineers are like, we got it. So it's red, red, black, green, not red, red, green, black. That's why we weren't able to go ahead and get it working properly. So you're able to get the jack configured properly. As you've got it working, what you're noticing is that the EPS conduits on the Delamis Christian themselves, it's having some trouble interpreting the inferior technology. So your success on your other check makes this easier, but there are going to be some configurations that you need to make to the actual EPS conduits on the Delamis Christian themselves. So this would have normally been a 3 difficulty challenge, but it's going to be a 2 difficulty challenge to configure the Delamis Christian, to configure the other side. You've configured one side of the cable, now you need to configure the other side of the cable.
That sounds like a Tenarianist engineering crew.
Absolutely.
I was going to say,
Nari
should take lead on this one.
Okay.
Yep.
So again, I think that since that's a physical manipulation, it's probably control engineering.
That's fine.
And with the engineering crew, that drops the difficulty by 1.
Sure. So that would make it, that would take it from a 2 down to a 1.
All right. Then I will spend a threat to get an extra dice because I will probably need that reroll the way my dice luck is going.
I like it.
Yes, Captain.
No, I just noticed your chat, and that's going to need to be addressed.
Yeah.
Tobor would have done that immediately, actually.
Tobor didn't say he did that immediately. And I spent the threat. Tobor is a busy man right now.
Sorry, I typed it in too late.
That's why I spent the threat, Tobor. I wanted to make sure that I had a mechanical reason.
So, can my improvisation focus...
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Wow. Okay. 4 successes.
Wow. Okay. So that's 3 additional momentum.
And am I getting Narilla to assist as well?
Sure. So if you want to look at like some like the sciencey bits of the cabling and everything, make sure that that's all working properly.
It's so close to rolling a 20, but it rolled into an 8. That was terrifying. That would be a success.
Okay. You guys are now full of momentum. You're configuring the cable. So basically what they've given you is this, like, this gigantic 1,000-meter-long umbilical cable, basically, to go ahead and hook up to their power systems. And you've configured one side of it to go ahead and plug into theirs. And now you're plugging it into the DC's EPS systems. Everything seems fine. You're able to get proper throughput and everything like that. There is something weird about the cable that they've given you. It's almost like it's not built very well, right? Like it's like the, if you think about cable, it's like a bunch of wires with a shielding around it, right? It's like the shielding is too loose. It just seems like it's not built very well. There's no way that this cable was built by Federation engineers. Let's just put it that way. It's almost like someone was trying to replicate Federation work and did it poor. If you'd like to use some of that momentum that you just spent, I could certainly go ahead and clarify that some. But that's, you know, having worked now with both sides of it, that's some observation.
Yes, let's spend a momentum to clarify that a little more.
Sure. So let me spend the threat here. So as you're, like, looking at it, again, your first impulse is just like, man, this is really... It's really crappily built. This is really bad. The more that you start thinking about it and everything else that's been happening since you arrived here, you're pretty sure that the cable is loose enough that if something could survive the radiation within the power transfer, a small creature could crawl back and forth along that cable.
Is there anything we can do to at least seal it on the DC side?
I mean, it's going to have like a plug on it, right? The ends aren't going to be necessarily the problem if it can get through the shielding. It's going to have a plug on either side.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a spare wire that would work and replace, like we provide the equipment?
You know what? You spent the momentum to ease tensions between you and the other group. Normally, I would not even let this roll happen, but because you spent that momentum specifically to ease those tensions, I will let you make a roll to make that happen. I would say something like, so what's your approach to trying to convince them that your cable is better? How would you go about convincing them?
I I would say maybe just pointing out, like, it seems a little loose. We don't think that it will be as effective. We have something that would work better. I would, yeah, that would just ease your troubles for longer.
So I am thinking control science. If you're trying to go ahead and, like, rest on the technology, but trying to go ahead and get them to move into a particular mental position on it, that makes sense to me. Again, the only reason you get the challenge at all is because of the momentum that you spent earlier. So that was a really good spend on your part. I actually had in the mission brief specifically, no, they can't convince the Zunians to go ahead and use a different cable.
So can I use a momentum to give me another die for this roll?
You certainly can.
Okay. I'm on fire tonight.
In a good way?
I got a 2 and 2 8s, and I had to get below 13.
Yeah, so that's a the 2, I'm assuming, is a critical, or?
Do you have a focus in diplomacy or whatnot?
No, not in diplomacy.
Or a other type of focus that would maybe apply?
Appealing to people's intelligence.
All my things are right. I have chemistry, astrophysics, virology, PPE gear development, xenobiology, forensic science, and then the epsilon species. Yeah.
No, probably not. Okay, so 3 successes then. So you will gain 1 momentum back. Yeah, they say, oh, that'd be great. It'll take some time to go ahead and fabricate a cable that's long enough to do the job, so we'll let you do that. Ocean, as you are traveling down to the planet with their security team and Captain New, do you have any questions or anything that you want to bring to them while you're in flight down?
I don't think there's any special instructions. They know what they're doing.
Okay. All right. As you're flying around, the pilot, who seems a little bit more affable than some of the other Zunians that you have met, tells you that he wants to go ahead and he's taking somewhat of a circuitous route. He doesn't get to go ahead and go up here very often. So instead of flying directly to the capital, he flies you over what look like ancient ruins. He says those are the beautiful shore of rubble. And it's like these ancient decrepit buildings, especially now that the radiation shielding is down, they seem to shimmer with an otherworldly light, and they're just beautiful from up here. And sure enough, as you look at them, the stone seems to shimmer as you go down. Sorry, I don't get to see them from up here very often, so I just wanted to take a brief detour. So I hope you don't mind.
No. So does it feel like he's trying to get us alone so he can share some sort of information, or that he's looking for some sort of response from me?
That's a very interesting question. I will give you a 0 difficulty challenge to try to ascertain that.
Okay. And I think that would be insight and... I don't know what that would be. Insight
command, maybe? Sure. Judge the mood and morale of a group of subordinates. He's not necessarily a subordinate, but it's the same sort of thing. Yep.
I rolled a 3 and a 6.
Yeah.
I don't think I really have a focus that would come into play.
Yeah. Okay. So that will fill up your momentum anyway, because you already had 4 momentum.
And this is the governor?
No, this is the pilot on the craft that's taking you. The governor's not flying. This is the pilot on the craft that is taking you down to the planet. It does seem like he is hiding something. Again, hiding something in plain sight, right? Oh, aren't these ruins beautiful? Isn't that interesting? And he... But it definitely seems like he doesn't feel like he can speak freely. So.
Understood.
Yep.
So he's sitting in the left-hand chair.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting in the right. I will point out something over on... What's that? That looks... Was that supposed to be there like that? Or did that come up with the whatever he was describing?
Sure, yeah.
I'll lean over closer to him as I point to it. And see if he takes that opportunity to say something.
Yeah. He, as you lean over him, he does look over his shoulder a little bit to see how much attention. That's your interpretation. He kind of like looks over his shoulder like ever so briefly. Like if you hadn't been watching for it, you might have missed it. I thought that it was just the fact that like he couldn't look out that window because you were leaning over him didn't make him, the fact that he was looking that direction make any sense. And as you get close, he just says, keep digging.
Keep digging?
Keep digging. And then he goes off into a long explanation about how what you're pointing out is the ancient tower of XYZ that was erected by the great king of the Flatlands, who in many thousands of years ago, but was a great ruler before they became a civilized people. But we're almost at the capital, so we should land soon. And he very much kind of like turns away from where you are. You almost seem like it's almost he's already afraid that he may have said too much and wants to get away. Mm-hmm. And so he speeds off towards the capital.
Okay. And just to clarify, he came and collected me and my team to bring the governor back to the ship.
Nope. Dr. New from the Dalamas Christian.
Yep.
The Zunian who does not have the parasite within him.
Yep.
You and your team are going to the surface because they refused to come. They refused to send anybody to the Dalamas Christian for good. The only people that they sent were the pilot and his security team of four people. They refused to send anybody of any import up to the ship. They certainly weren't going to let the governor go up there. When the shuttle lands, there's an entourage on the deck, including the security chief there. Security Chief Tovar is there, along with somebody else that he suggests. This is Dr. Iswai. They will be able to provide some counsel to you and your doctor. Let us away to a conference room. And they lead you into a conference room. Do you have any sort of like medical training whatsoever? Are you familiar with medical, like exobiology or anything like that?
No.
Okay. They are talking in super medical terms, and Dr. New seems to be asking a lot of questions about looking at the scan and suggesting whether or not this is unusual or normal, or that this is what they saw. And the doctor is saying that yes, he's seen this before, never seems to cause any harm, and they've never tried to remove them. There's never been any need to, all those sorts of things. But that he believes that this is regional biological difference that isn't actually another species parasite thing. It's just the way that it looks on the scan, and the scans are being misinterpreted.
I do my best to put on an air of somebody who's initially trying to follow all this and clearly he has no idea what's going on, and mm-hmm. eventually just starts fiddling on my pad because I'm bored and not really interesting. But I'm actually going to be trying to do a scan for Epsilon.
Every time you pull out your pad, Security Chief Tovar clears his throat loudly and stares daggers at you. This is a lot of important information that you requested, Lieutenant Commander.
Hmm.
Can we bring you some refreshment? You seem weary from your travels.
No, I'm good, thank you.
And he'll turn to his doctor and he'll apologize for interrupting. But he will every time you look up, he is staring intently at you. He's really mad. He took that as some level of disrespect.
Yep, I'm glad.
Let's see. Tobor, we haven't gone to you in a while, and I feel like perhaps there have been some understanding or some thoughts on your part. What are you doing right now? Obviously you're maintaining the proper order of things on the ship.
So the first question I'm going to have is, does my deputy chief of security, Alana, check in with me on the regular basis?
Was she with Ocean when she went down to the planet? Or
No. Because again, I just had that prickling, the way it was phrased, I didn't realize when you said force fields, generators, with the doing the baryon stuff, I didn't put the two and two together that it's like, about our prisoner?
Yep. Yeah. So Alana checks in from time to time. She also sends you a report of what the security incident was. The issue was that, and actually before I go any further down this road, actually, just because it'd be easier to ask rather than to look it up, are topics of self-harm or anything like that, are they off limits for anybody here on the call?
As long as it's not descriptive in nature.
Nope. Fair enough. The report basically says that the Zunian who was released to quarters, Zixar, had excused himself from sickbay to go to his quarters and then returned back a few minutes later and tried to convince Dr. New that there was a religious ceremony that needed to be conducted on sickbay for Ralik, but that he was brandishing a large blade, a large ceremonial blade. And Dr. New, while trying to be sensitive to religions that they may not understand, did call a security detail to sickbay to find out what was going on. And what they found is that the Zunians have a faith-based aversion to any sort of beings within beings, is the way that they explained it. They don't get sick. They don't get colds. They view these things as weakness of the body, which don't allow the species to succeed. And that traditionally, those who contract beings within beings are culled from the herd for the benefit of the species. And he was attempting to perform that ritual when he was stopped by the security team from doing so. That was the first threat expenditure that I spent a long time ago. before you sent Cam down there. And then if you...
It would make sense if in the distant ancient past they had these parasites that anyone who has a parasite within them, you gotta... Mm-hmm. And yep. Keep them from spreading, right?
And you know what, Tobor?
Xenoanthropology?
I am, in fact, going to give you a zero difficulty challenge to further examine that thought, because that is a very prescient thought.
Oh, sorry, 11 and 12, but that should... I should pick a thing. Yeah.
Probably, like...
Science, insight, science, reason... That's 14 or 13.
Yeah, you are correct. And now that you think about it, it also really explains why they are so reticent to admit that anybody has any sort of infestation within them. That clearly it is a misunderstanding of the scans, that's not what's happening. They have a cultural, societal reason to reject that belief.
Got it. So
now, that all makes sense now to you. Yeah.
Generated 2 momentum.
Do we have any more momentum to give you? We don't. You're full. So.
Well, but I'll spend one of the extra, the 7.
Yep.
I'm looking at the medical scans and the science of it.
Sure.
And comparing it to the other Epsilon archives of the scans of the creatures. Does it appear that the dormant one is essentially suffering from some kind of radiation? It's the radiation that's keeping it like unconscious.
Sure. I will certainly let you make a 2 difficulty. Oh, no, you're spending momentum to gain that information.
Yeah. Said. I'm like, is this true?
Yep. You don't find any evidence to suggest that it's the radiation that's putting them into stasis or into dormancy.
I'm willing to spend up to 2 more momentum to get like the answer as to why they're dormant.
Mm-hmm. So you had a total of 2 extra, so you already spent 1. So you had 1 extra, so you want to go down to 4?
Yes.
Okay. So the reason why they're dormant is a little mysterious. It just seems like something that they can do. However, because you spent the momentum, I will give you this instead. Doesn't seem you're not able to go ahead and find the exact answer to that question. However, when they are dormant versus when they are not dormant, there is a hormone that they excrete that can be found in their hosts that suggests that the being within them is alive and well. And when they are dormant, you are not finding any presence of that hormone. So that's giving you a way to concretely identify with if something is infested with one of these things, whether it's dormant or not. And that from everything that you have seen, the Zunian that you're talking to that has the dormant being within it does not seem to be under any sort of mind control. As you're looking at their alpha waves and their brain waves and the brain scans and everything like that, you're not seeing the normal interruptions of thought that you saw when you're looking at creatures who were infested. You don't have a lot of detail on the ones with the infested ones when they're alive, but the minimum amount of data that you're in, you're finding some definite hallmarks of difference between the Zunian who has a dormant one in them and one that does not have it in.
Hormones, the signal, or is it the hormone that's causing it to maybe be dormant?
The hormone is the signal that controls the host.
Okay. So maybe disrupting this hormone may be something we could, like, dart someone who has one in with a hypospray dart and disrupt its control?
Yep, maybe. That is definitely something that if you would like to collaborate with the science team on, that you could go ahead and see if you can figure that one out. Yeah.
All right. That'll be a later project, but that's like a, okay.
Yeah. Basically, you've passed the first gate in an extended challenge. Go ahead and figure that one out.
So with Relic, I want to talk to him and try and come at it at this religious cultural element aspect.
Okay.
About the beings within beings, all of this, and try and drill into the theology. And, like, again, sure. I apologize. And so I will start first off, I'll apologize. Right. Apparently, we're unfamiliar with your biology. It's not a thing. You're not mind within, being within being. We misread this obvious biological thing in you.
Then why am I still detained?
Hopefully, the medical consultations can give us the information we need to figure out why it shows up like this on our technology.
If you know that it's a mistake, let me go.
As soon as I can confirm it is a mistake, we think it might be a mistake. We want to find out. We want to understand. Your biology is obviously different than what we normally encounter. Because if it were to be, and I'm trying to be very like, if mm-hmm. it were to be an alien inside of you, but it's not. But if it were, it's not though. But if it were, these things are terra bad. And they've been through from our records. And I actually describe Tethys to him.
Mm-hmm.
And the like the story from the holodeck mm-hmm. thing about the coming through and asking him, does that track with your myths and religions and stuff?
It certainly does. And he starts retelling a story of an ancient people that very much syncs with what you found on Tethys. And as he's weaving this story about the blue eyes and the beasts, the beasts within the beast and the beings within the beings and everything like that, he's like weaving the story and basically confirming so much of what you're going at. He looks at you and says, I did not realize that is where we were, Captain. I think that really only leaves me with one option.
That is?
Captain Tobor, I need to formally request asylum within the Federation.
Oh.
And that's where we'll end for tonight.